This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A federal judge has rejected the Bush administration's plan to continue the use of snowmobiles in Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. Just hours before the official start of the park's winter season, Judge Emmett Sullivan ruled the agency should not have reversed a Clinton administration plan that would have phased out snowmobiles. The decision reduces the number of snowmobiles that will be allowed into the parks this winter and would ban the machines completely by next winter, NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The late-night decision stunned the Park Service, snowmobilers, and environmentalists. Under the order, half of those with reservations to buzz into America's oldest national park will be turned away. Earth Justice Attorney Abigail Dillon argued the case.
It's a very strongly worded opinion, and what it recognizes is that conservation of Yellowstone has to come first, and that over the past 3 years, the Bush administration has been intent on accommodating the interests of snowmobiles over protecting Yellowstone, and that's inexcusable and it's illegal, and that's what the court found today.
U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said the Park Service did not give any explanation for the change from the plan to phase snowmobiles out to allowing them in. He wrote that the agency's study was, quote, completely politically driven and result-oriented. Late last night, the Park Service organized a telephone conference call to respond to the decision, although there was little in the way of response. Yellowstone Superintendent Suzanne Lewis explained the park would open, but the terms of the Clinton plan would be followed, and 493 snowmobiles instead of 950 would be allowed in, and none next winter. As for the judge's criticism of the park's planning process,
I'm sorry I can't. Any questions you might have concerning the judge's order would need to be referred to the Justice Department.
The Park Service won't respond to the judge's statement that the study was politically driven and results-oriented?
Not at this time. We haven't had time to really study the order.
Bill Dart of the Blue Ribbon Coalition, an off-road recreation rights group which intervened in the case, called the ruling outrageous and a major setback.
Absolutely, it's a setback. We think that winter is one of the most beautiful times to see Yellowstone, and most of the public is just not going to be able to visit in the way they want to, and so they're just not going to come.
After a lengthy environmental review and public comment in the waning days of the Clinton administration, the Park Service decided on the ban. But under pressure from a lawsuit filed by the snowmobile industry, the ban was reversed by the Bush administration, and another environmental review ensued. The Bush administration's rationale for reversing the ban was that new, cleaner, quieter machines had not been considered. But on that point, the judge was equally blunt. He wrote, quote, "The prospect of new technology is not new," and noted that less polluting machines were considered when the Clinton administration was deciding how best to protect wildlife and human health in the park. Congressman Rush Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey, tried and failed by one vote to pass legislation to ban snow machines in Yellowstone. He says the courts did what Congress couldn't.
I must say, what surprised me was the arrogance of the administration to force the Park Service, the professionals in the Park Service, to reverse what was really a well-considered initial policy.
Denny Galvin was deputy director of the Park Service under Presidents Reagan and Clinton, and he says the decision to phase snowmobiles out was not intended at the outset and came only after every alternative was exhausted.
It wasn't a bad idea to let snowmobiles into the park in 1960, but given the number of snowmobiles, given the impacts on the environment, it clearly was time for a change.
Under the terms of the plan, visitors will still be able to travel in the park on 72 less-polluting snow coaches, a kind of winterized bus. But Bill Dart of the Blue Ribbon Coalition says no self-respecting snowmobiler is going to go for that, and revenues from winter tourism in the gateway communities will suffer.
You know, the snowmobile is the experience you get on a snowmobile is the wind in your face and smelling and feeling the cold and all, you know, it's just a totally different experience than the tour bus from hell, I call it, snow coach, that I don't think is going to all suddenly divert all of the snowmobile visitors into snow coaches. I just think it's going to collapse.
Dart says his group and the other interveners in the suit haven't decided yet whether to appeal. The Park Service says those with reservations to ride in the park this winter, who were turned away, will have their money refunded. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.